B-Pod Studios.
The Mandy, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. War of the Roses.
Seth, welcome to the Mandy, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. You sent us an email saying that you want to check up on your longtime girlfriend, Dana. Your high school sweetheart?
Yeah, we've been together for a long time. And I always thought we had a good relationship, but lately I've been kind of questioning that.
But what makes you think that she's cheating on you?
So lately, Dana got this job as a nanny before, you know, a couple, they had three kids. She's been working a lot. And lately, what's been weird is that the dad of the kids has been staying home with her while she's supposed to be watching the kids. And that just started seeming kind of weird that why do they have this nanny, especially because the oldest is 14.
Yeah, but maybe he's working from home. My husband works from home, and our nanny stays home when I'm not there.
It's, you know, he comes home early, and she's been coming home a little bit later, and it seems a little bit
interesting. So you think she's sleeping with the dad?
Possibly. I decided one day just to kind of, I wouldn't say check up. I was trying to be nice. I was going to come drop by her house and surprise her with some lunch. And when I knocked on the door, she wasn't there. The 14-year-old actually answered the door and told me that she went out to lunch with the dad.
Lauren, is that weird?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so.
So I asked the 14-year-old where the restaurant is, she told me. And I went there.
Whoa.
And all I saw was them sitting at a table across from each other, just kind of staring into each other's eyes.
Did you walk up like a movie and go, well, 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 look who's here?
I didn't.
I've
confronted her on this before, and she thinks I'm crazy and has, you know, pretty much dismissed my concerns, saying that she loves me and that she would never do that or anything like that, but. After that little incident, I just had to kind of call or figure out some way to check to make sure that you've been 100% faithful.
All right, let's do it.
I would have just walked up and sat down at the table and seen how they both started acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
or
here
you
we
could
are.
Do War of the Roses.
Yes, here
so
we are.
So we're going to make that phone call to Dana.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Dana, please.
This is Dana.
Hi, Dana. My name is Sarah. I am calling from Flowers for You. We're a brand new romantic gift company in the area, and we're trying to get our name out there. So we are asking people on Instagram to tag their friends in our post, and we are randomly selecting people to get a dinner date or a lunch date, whichever you prefer. And it will include, of course, the meal, wine, and some little desserts to go along with it. But we just need to know, it has to be a dual thing. So if you are interested in this, I just need to know who you would be going to lunch or dinner with.
Oh, cute. Okay. So what do I have to do? I need to, go to the website or something, or what is?
No, we just ask that you tell somebody about our services. I just need to start by knowing if you would prefer a lunch or dinner date.
A lunch is fine.
Okay, great. Do you like red or white wine?
Depends. Red? I'll take red, I
okay,
guess.
Red. And also, who would you like to share this lunch with?
That's with my boyfriend.
Okay. What is his name?
Seth.
Okay.
You wouldn't want to maybe share it with your boss?
Just asking.
No.
Hey, it's the Mandy, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Dana, maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't, but it's War of the Roses.
Okay.
Seth's on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Dana.
He thought you might send a lunch date or share a lunch date with your boss as opposed to sharing it with him.
The dad for the family that you nanny for.
No, that's weird. Well, no, I would definitely. I mean, if I was going to go on a date, I'd take my boyfriend.
Yeah, but you know what was weird is you went to lunch with the dad.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That I went to lunch with the dad.
Yeah, and from what you know, your boyfriend saw, it looked like you two were just like gazing into each other's eyes.
You looked a little romantic.
Hey, Dana, I'm happy, but a little surprised that you said that to me. I just have been really kind of nervous because of the working later, the dad's always coming home while you're there.
This is all in your head. This is so weird and so random.
Let me ask you this, though, Dana. Why go to lunch with the dad?
So I've already told you all this, that we're all going on the vacation for summer, and he wanted to go over some specifics with me, and I've already explained it to you, and now I'm starting to get irritated.
I just feel like it was a little inappropriate. You're supposed to be working, watching his kids, and you leave the house and left the kids at home with him.
So you've never gone on a meeting lunch with your boss or anybody that you work with to go over things just outside of the work area.
Sure, but I'm not also supposed to be watching his kids.
But that's my job. And so now, now I'm getting irritated because I've already explained this all to you. And we've gone over this, and it's really good money. I mean, it's ridiculous, and he needs to understand that. And we're trying to save money. And the point is, though, is the trust is broken.
All right, so, dude, she has hours that's unpredictable, and sometimes she has to go do things. You just have to get over it.
And, Seth, not every nanny sleeps with her employer either. Like
that's such a Lifetime movie thing.
Okay, guys, I appreciate y'all's help.
You need to send me roses. Get it together.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings at kiss951.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.